Romans 8:16. A voice you know. A blind girl was on the sixth floor veranda of her apartment and heard many voices yelling and telling her to jump. The building was on fire, and the fire department's ladders could not reach her. People screamed and shouted, telling her that a net was below and she would be safe if she jumped. But she froze and could not jump. Then she heard another voice. "Sarah, it's Daddy. There's a net below, and you'll be safe if you jump." In the same way, we know the voice of the Spirit of God. He speaks not in an audible voice, but in our hearts. He testifies within us so that we know with deep assurance that we truly are children of God. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. The meditation question is, how does the Spirit testify to our spirits that we are God's children? How do we know that we are children of God? Romans 8:16 explains that the Spirit of God testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Some things we know by experience, some things through our minds, and some things we know in our hearts. When we believe in Jesus, the Spirit of God indwells us. He gives testimony or witnesses to our spirits that we truly are children of God. This statement in verse 16 is very much related to verse 15, which says, "You receive the spirit of sonship by whom we cry, Abba, Father, or Papa." The Spirit of God reveals to us that God is our Father, whom we can pray to intimately as our own Papa. Verse 16 explains further that the Holy Spirit gives us inner assurance and confirmation that we truly are God's sons and daughters. He affirms our identity and security as members of his family. This is a supernatural work of the Spirit, without which we would lack assurance. Revealing our identity in Christ and what we have been given in Christ is a central part of the work, of the Holy Spirit's work. This is clearly stated in 1 Corinthians 2:12, which says, "We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God, that we may understand what God has freely given to us." The Spirit of God reveals to us great truths about Christ. And one of the greatest truths about what God has done for us is that he has made us his sons and daughters. Well, what could be greater? Well, actually, there may be something greater that we'll get to later on in Romans 8. This truth, like many others, cannot be proved scientifically. Nevertheless, through the work of the Spirit of God, we know inside that we truly are God's children. We can say, "I know that I know." We do not know only by our mind or feelings. We know in our hearts that we are children of God because we have received revelation from God. We have deep assurance that we have been born again as sons and daughters of God because of the witness of the Spirit within us. We cannot come to faith in Christ or understand the things of God apart from the Spirit of God. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 2:14, "The natural man does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they're spiritually discerned." Without the Spirit of Christ, there is no personal relationship with God. The main point of Romans 8:16 is that we know we are truly God's children because the Spirit of God has revealed it to our spirits. 1 John 4:13 echoes this truth. It says, "By this we know that we remain in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit." The key is the Spirit of Christ within us. So what is Jesus saying to me from this verse? This is what I wrote. My Spirit is continually working in you to reveal and confirm your identity in me. Listen to my Spirit and let him do his work in you. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your Spirit to live in us and to reveal your ways to us. Continue to reveal the meaning of sonship to us and give us deep assurance that we are part of your family. And again, I want to encourage you all to share the word with your sharing partner daily, as written in Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.